This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In the new movie Tyson, Mike Tyson reflects on a mystery that many people have wondered about. Who is he really? How did he become such a damaged man and such a great boxer? Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in 1986 when he was 20 years old. The following year, he became the first heavyweight to own all three major belts at the same time. The movie is a long monologue, edited from interviews with the film's director, James Toback. Tyson's monologue is occasionally intercut with fight excerpts and interviews from his boxing career.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
That's huge right hand. That should be it. And down goes.
I always try to aim through the back of my opponent's head, fantasize my punch going through them and in and out the back of the head. It sounds like a brutal sport, but it's just a technique. It's just an art. And when people hear you talk in this particular fashion, you think of you as some brutal monster, but it's all about the skill, the speed, the accuracy. And that's basically what I main my style after.
Our film critic David Edelstein described the movie Tyson as an enthralling documentary, an 88-minute stream-of-consciousness monologue that makes you sympathize, wince, cringe, makes you wonder how a man who seemed for all the world an unrepented thug, an ear-biter, a date rapist, could turn out to be so gentle and reflective, not a monster, but a damaged everyman. In a few minutes, we'll meet the film's director, James Toback, but first we're going to talk about Tyson's place in boxing with Elmer Smith, who covered Tyson from 83 to 89 as a sports writer and columnist. Smith writes for the Philadelphia Daily News, where he's a columnist and member of the editorial board. Elmer Smith, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Now, you pointed out in one of your columns that Tyson's first 15 fights lasted a total of 23 rounds because he knocked out all of his opponents so early in the fights. What made him such a great boxer?
Well, at that stage, I don't know that he was as much a great boxer as he was a fighting spirit with a tremendous punch. But I think the thing that made him so successful was an utter killer instinct. He would press to the task immediately and coming into the ring. He believed that he was a better man than the opponent that he was facing, and he was driven by that belief.
Well, you quoted some of the things he said to you in interviews early on. He said that he dreamed of hitting a man in the nose hard enough to drive the bone into his brain and kill him.
Right.
He said he was going to cripple this one or break that one's back. Was that a typical boxer talk?
No, that's not typical boxer talk. In fact, the way boxing historically and traditionally has been sort of marketed is to present a fighter as sort of the kid Galahad, the sort of person who is a fierce competitor in the ring, just a tiger turned loose. But outside the ring, he's somebody that you would introduce your daughter and maybe let him take her to the prom. He turned that on its head and created this sort of malevolent figure that got to be the legend of Mike Tyson. I think he did it for in part to intimidate his opponents, but in part, I think there's a dark side of him, sort of saw himself that way.
Well, how did you react as a journalist when he would say these things to you?
Oh, it's like listening to some of the stuff you hear from Al Qaeda. You know, we will bury you. We will. It is. It may reflect their mood at the moment, but it's so far disconnected from the reality of what's getting ready to happen in a ring. What happens in a ring has very little to do with anger. Boxing is a technical sport, and it has to be sort of conducted that way to be done successfully. A fight is a very difficult and aerobic kind of a physical exercise. 3 minutes into each round, the average street fight lasts longer than a round. It doesn't last as long as a round of boxing. Anger won't sustain you through that.
I think one of the reasons why Tyson was so popular and everybody knows his name is not just his skill as a boxer, but his personal story, too.
Yes.
When he was 13, he was arrested for robbing a woman. He confesses in the movie that he did steal, but he says he didn't rob this woman.
Right.
But he was arrested and sent to, you know, juvenile hall. And then before he was done serving his time, he was basically adopted by the famous trainer Customato, who became his legal guardian and his trainer and changed his life. Can you talk a little bit about what you think Customato did for Mike Tyson as a person and as a boxer?
He did what trainers do, especially first trainers for most fighters. A kid comes into a gym because somebody's been stealing his lunch money or confronting him in school. He's been beaten up, intimidated. He goes to somebody, says, you need to go to the gym. He runs into an old guy with a few Q-tips behind his ears and his arms and hands all gnarled. And he tells him what happened, and the guy says, kid, this is what you have to do. When you see him again, stand right in front of him. When he opens his mouth, punch him in the middle of his stomach. Don't hit him in the face. And when he doubles over, then you can finish him off. The kid comes back to the gym a day later, and it worked exactly as the old man said, and he is suddenly in this old man's sway. It's not an uncommon story. It is just that story to a greater degree in the case of Customato, because Cus tended to take people who were at their extremity, kids who were in reform schools, who were disconnected from families, if they had families before Mike Tyson. It was Jose Torres, who he tutored on to the light heavyweight championship of the world. Before that, of course, the great Floyd Patterson, who got the same way. So there's nothing that unusual about this relationship between him and that first trainer, except that he lived with this trainer. His whole life became defined by the pursuit of excellence in boxing.
What was it like to cover Tyson early on when he was knocking out opponent after opponent and he was still, in his late teens probably?
Well, you know, when you can tell when when there's a phenomenon in a nascent stage, you can sort of see that this is getting ready to be something. So one of the ways that you cover that is to sort of project forward to what this is getting ready to be. That's a pitfall sometimes for a writer, because you can get sort of caught up in the sort of pre-hype. But even with all your efforts to avoid that, Tyson is such a magnetic figure in the early part of that. He was soft-spoken. He was a student of the game. I mean, we've spent our time writing about and learning about and understanding boxing. He had a clearer understanding of the nuts and bolts of boxing than most of us who were covering it. So it was very beguiling to see this novice who could describe the punch that Harry Greb threw in a certain fight 60 years earlier. So it was a phenomenon in the making. You could see that it was going to be something. You didn't know how long it was going to go before he ran into that real challenge. But it was that kind of a situation.